Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money LBO Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 16th of February, and I'm recording at 9:25 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time here in London. Okay, well, now we've got Wall Street closed today because of a holiday, so it's a quieter day here overall. But if I start with stock markets, as I usually do, and start with the Asian review, most of these indices were steady. Japan up 0.5% or more on its various indices, right up there near the highs, not far away from a breakout, which would be quite important if maintained, and I think it will be maintained, if not in the very short term, certainly over the medium term. It is, as you say, we have this overbought condition in the short term, which may delay it somewhat, but it certainly looks interesting, and as I say, solid gains in here again today. Now, in the China region, we also had the Hang Seng Index up a little bit here today. The Shanghai Composite Index is also recovering. It was up nearly 0.6 percentage point. The Shenzhen Composite Index, which is a lot less important, but that was up nearly 2%. China Enterprise Index also up a little bit. So all those Chinese indices were that I can see were higher in here today. And we also had some very modest gains in India today. Now, to find some losers, well, I've got to go down. Let's see. Kuala Lumpur, that was fine. And further gains. Thailand down nearly 0.5%. Indonesia down 0.9%. New Zealand down a tiny fraction here overall. Now, looking at the European stock markets, we've got mostly declines. And the main reason for this is that while the Greek talks with, it's mainly with Germany, that's the key player in here. Well, people were optimistic about where that appeared to be going on Friday, that proved to be premature. And the headline that I'll be using here today, Greeks talks with Euro area finance ministers break up. Well, that's for today, at any rate. But in the news jargon, it's a breaking situation because they'll resume again tomorrow. And the situation really is there a way out? Now, and then defined what I mean by way out, and I'll try to do both quickly. The first place, from the standpoint of the Greek government, they might as well just resign if they're going to go ahead with something that doesn't stand up remotely to all the bravado that they issued beforehand to get elected. And that's a risk they actually face. What we do know, though, is that the Greeks want to stay within the euro. They just want some of the debt forgiven. They want an easier passage here overall. The Germans are obviously loath to give that to them, and actually nobody else within the European region really wants that to happen either, as far as I can see, because then that will cause a lot of dissatisfaction in other heavily indebted regions, not least in Spain and Italy and Portugal. So how's this actually going to play out? And the Germans don't want to be digging any deeper in their pockets here overall. Well, I think that they're probably creative enough to come up with some way to kick the can down the road, to borrow that overused expression. But I think that It'll be some sort of compromise, possibly, that doesn't make either side look too bad in the deal. Maybe they can just possibly pull that off. If not, then we get beyond the end of this month. Then it's going to be, or Greece is going to be in a difficult position, and so they could extend the game of brinkmanship a little bit too far and find themselves out of the euro. And I think that would be convulsive in the short term, and then not so bad. But it obviously is playing on nerves. And then you got the Russian situation here overall. So those are the two negatives: the Greek uncertainty over Greece, the Russian situation, which remains dangerous and scary, and the truce in Ukraine looks to me to be a bit farcical here overall. So that's the negative stuff. The really bullish factor for Europe is now Mario Draghi's QE, 60 billion euros a month starting in March. So that comes in next month. And the stock market had been celebrating that, the European stock markets had been celebrating that in advance, and are now just pausing here and maybe get a little bit of a reaction on the Greek talks. But the overall pattern suggests that it should be really quite a good year for the European stock markets. I've been saying that in my recent broadcasts. I said that all last week and when I was giving these audios and in my written copy, and I think that's still I have no reason to move away from that view overall. Okay, what about the United States? Well, it was closed in here today, but the good news is that we have seen a number of the U.S. major indices hit new all-time highs, just. So these are not decisive breakouts, but the mere fact that you can actually get up and just move to a new high, well, that isn't bearish, is it? And so that remains a bit favorable overall. Short-term indicators, a little bit overbought here, but so far, so far the technical patterns suggest that we're going to see the gains extended in here. Yes, there's a whole lot of uncertainty around, and that caused some turbulence last month, as you know, and at the beginning of this month. But really, the overall bull case is still, I think, very much intact. And we have to remember that interest rates are low, which is a very favorable factor. The prospect of rates going up a little bit as we move further into this year, with perhaps the Fed moving slowly to raise rates, that lies ahead of us. But is that a big bearish story? Well, no, I don't think so, because rates will be moving up from absolutely rock bottom lows, and that will just be reflecting a little bit of confidence in the U.S. economy. My own view, though, is that they don't need to do this unless they're doing it, as I mentioned last week, if they do it for largely political reasons, one, to try to get a rate hike or two out of the way before we get into the full steam of the next U.S. presidential election, and those do start early overall. So I think this is still a favorable situation, particularly for the countries that have the quantitative easing, and that's obviously starting for Europe next month. That's obviously still going on in Japan, and favorable for that market. Now, we're not getting QE in China, but we're getting some favorable interest rate action here overall. And that looks favorable for that area as well. The Asian region is holding up extremely well. And so far, and I say this with fingers crossed and tapping on the desk, there is no evidence of any over-leveraged economy unraveling because they've got too many dollar loans and the dollar has been so strong. That is still a potential risk out there, but I put it this way, I'm relieved that we haven't seen any problems as a result of that situation. Okay, what else is going on here? Well, I suspect that again, the U.S. government bonds, they're also closed in here today, but they remain generally very, very low around the globe, as you know. I think that investors are overplaying their hand in this sector. I've said this before, and certainly that view has been wrong in the sense that it's been premature, and bondholders have continued to make money. But there's a lot of talk and concern about the amount of deflation that people are actually seeing. But I come right back to the point I've made on a number of occasions and make no, I will not apologize for making it again because I think it's a really important one, is that a lot of the deflation is of a very positive nature. It's coming from the rapid rate of technological innovation. And so it's not a case of falling sales, falling prices, falling profits. It's a case of being able to produce more at a lower cost, gaining more sales and higher prices as a result. And it's a positive deflationary pressure, as I say, coming from technology, and that's going to be with us for a very, very long time. Oh, so I wouldn't want to be in those bonds. I'd rather be in any stock market where there is a decent covered yield available. And moving on to these currencies, the dollar is expensive in here, and that's certainly well known. We also know that it's causing or it's squeezing earnings somewhat for a number of the multinational companies overall. That's hardly surprising. It's not that the dollar has gone up a great deal over a very long period. The dollar is historically still quite cheap, but it has gone up a great deal in the last 6 months and off its lows, off a very low level. And that rapid change can inevitably cause some problems in terms of corporations and their ability to deal with it and to try to minimize the erosion of profits. Okay, in commodity markets here today, well, very, very quiet here overall, and I would say, well, in crude oil, looks like it's just a fraction, tiny fraction higher in here today. It's a steady performance overall. The Brent, which is the important one, is currently showing at $61.59, but it was up almost a dollar higher earlier in the day. And grains and beans all a little firmer. Maybe they're closed in here today. I think they are closed, but the oil is definitely trading. And precious metals, I think they are certainly trading. We've got gold up $2, 131 and change. We have platinum up 30 cents, just 1,207, nearly 1,208. And silver barely, well, unchanged really. It's $17.29. Palladium a little weaker, 788.75. And where they're open, some of these industrial metals, copper, U.S. Copper, that is a little bit firmer here at 1260.95. Okay, I expect, and I think we should all expect a livelier day tomorrow when the U.S. is back trading, and when the Greek situation will once again be a focal point of attention. All the very best to all of you.